No, that's a lie. I had pizza in Phoenix.
Oh, I had pizza Friday night.
I went to a place called Spaccio's or Spaccia's. It was a pretty good pizza pie.
I just imagine Dan's Friday night. There's like the, you can see the TV sort of against the wind, like it's just flashing, and he's sitting down by himself with a pizza. He tucks the napkin into his lap.
No, into the shirt.
Into the shirt.
Yeah.
Does he eat it with a fork and knife?
Oh yeah.
Only the first half of the slice. Then he pulls out his fork and knife,
and he slices his first piece of pizza, puts the fork right into his mouth, and he just a little smile. Boom, starts cutting on the second piece. That's what I imagine happens every Friday.
And there's still cold brew you're drinking.
The first thing is I do the Home Alone quote and I go, a whole cheese pizza just for me? And then that
Do you
happens.
Order a cheese pizza?
No.
What do you get on your pizza?
I usually do pepperoni and jalapenos. Ooh. Though sometimes I'll throw a curveball and get Kalamata olives. I don't know how to say that word right. So I always just, it's one of those words.
So you overpronounce it?
Yeah.
In case you're doing it wrong?
Kalamata.
Like you're making fun of them? Like fucking
tell us. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take your Kalamata olives.
Anytime I've had to introduce Hari Kondabolu on stage, I do that too. Because I don't ever want to get his name wrong. And so I go up next, Hari Kondabolu, so that it's like...
He's just goofing.
Yeah, I'm not mispronouncing nothing. I'm just doing a thing.
Overpronouncing it for fun.
Yeah, for fun's sake. But he's got one of those names that, like, every time he says it, it sounds different to me.
What is it? Hari Kondabolu?
It's Hari.
Hari.
Kondabolu.
Hari Kondabolu. Hari Kondabolu.
Yeah, it's you have to say kind of between Hari and hurry. It's like hurry.
Hari Kondabolu. Mm-hmm. Hari Kondabolu.
We don't.
Yeah.
We're going to cut this part out.
Cut it.
Anyway.
So.
How are you guys? Should we start the show?
Let's start the show.
Welcome to At Least I Have You. My name's Daniel. Matt's back.
I'm back.
Oh, he's back.
Jeff never left.
I'm back, bitches.
I think the volume is good today. My voice doesn't seem to be the loudest, so that's good.
We're going to change the name of this podcast to Technical Issues.
With Danny Carroll.
With Danny Carroll. Technical Issues. This week's Technical Issues with Danny Summertime, brought to you by the letter H.
For how the fuck do I make this work?
How high are these levels supposed to be?
Ah, my voice is bigger than yours when I look at the screen. So, Jeff, you're all sleepy. You had a guy's weekend.
Yeah, I had a guy's weekend.
You had a dude shower?
There was a lot of dudes.
Did you see anyone?
Starting vehicles.
Did you see anyone's penis?
Them. Yeah, how many penises did you see?
Did you see
like,
any
no penises?
No penises?
It was really
gay.
That's not the kind of dude's weekend I want to go to.
It was
how
really
do you
fun.
Have a dude's weekend and not see one ding dong?
I don't know, man. I guess I wasn't looking hard enough.
They weren't hard enough
dude
to
had
look.
A, dude had a hot tub, a pool.
So there was a hot tub.
And no one and got naked.
Had, and no dicks.
And then he had a.
What are you guys afraid
that,
of?
He had a garage.
You should have had a
with
shaving
like
party.
Couch, like couches, pools, a pool table. It was guys like
think
the craziest, like sweet ass.
Oh,
and
there were sweet
it's
asses.
His, it's his other house. I was like, this place is much nicer than anything I have, and it's not my second.
No way! You have this giant couch in your garage.
Yeah, this is a U sectional.
I miss this couch.
When
I
you
have
were
to
sleeping
bring it
on
back
the floor
up
last night?
Yeah, right now it's feeling awful comfy. I might.
I'm saying you missed this couch while you were sleeping on that dude's fucking shitty couch,
yep.
And then had to go to a floor. This couch, woo!
Oh yeah, this is comfy time.
I like this couch.
So I'm tired. I started like I didn't get enough sleep, so on the way home I started getting that feeling like I have a headache and I might throw up just because I'm so tired. So I can't.
That's called a hangover, Jeff.
No, it wasn't like I was just exhausted.
I was really tired. I drank two bottles of whiskey, and I got a headache today.
I'm sure that's all.
I feel like I'm going to barf.
I know that's part of it. I know that's part of it, but I really think like if I slept for like 2 hours, it would all go away.
There was like
a, I just take a nap while Matt and I fire this out.
There was like a time period, and I feel like everybody has this, where I couldn't get a hangover, and then one day I got one, and then I, no matter what I did, I would have a hangover. I could be like, someone would be like, you want one beer? And I'd be like, yeah, sure. Have one. And then the next day, I'd just be like, oh, no. Oh, no, God. So now I now just, it's, it just doesn't work.
I thought I had one once, but it wasn't conclusive enough to deem it a hangover. Other than that, I never had one.
I knew I didn't get one.
You always felt fine the next day?
I wouldn't say fine.
But not sick.
But I didn't feel sick, and I never had headaches. I usually felt really dehydrated, but I would drink like a coconut water.
I don't get headaches. Good. I don't get headaches that much, but typically if I get a headache, it's because I'm dehydrated.
Yeah, like a little water in the morning, and I'd be good to go. I would like drink all night and then sleep for like 4 hours and then go move people.
Yeah, I don't.
It was a miserable existence.
Sometimes I feel really lousy, but most of the time I feel fine the next day. I don't feel hungover today. I just like I need about 2 hours of sleep and I'll be all right. I just couldn't sleep. When I sleep on the floor, basically what happens is I sleep on one half. Then that side starts to hurt really bad, and then I gotta switch to the other
being
side.
Being old is miserable.
Oh yeah, it's awful.
So
I have memory foam, and I get like that sometimes.
I like don't like social events pretty much.
Oh,
at
I hate
all.
Them.
But I.
That's why we sit in this garage.
Yeah, but I do like people sometimes. So what I try to do is like 3 or 4 times a year, I try to have a thing where people have to come to my house. I just don't want to leave, and I want to be in control.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, well, I'm not going to go to your thing ever.
Ever.
However, I'll put on a thing. It'll be nicer than anything you'll put on, and you can come over, and then you can leave when Facebook says it's time to leave.
When it's time, then you get out. You're going to get.
As soon as the Oscars are over.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Oscars Super Bowl. It's a timed event. I know when it's over, and it's like, all right. Well, that's the end of the Oscars.
You should just make them Skype you. In the future from social events, you can go, hi, everybody, and you don't have to leave your house.
Oh, my next Oscar party is going to be off the chain.
Do you have a place reserved?
Not yet. I'm floating around a couple different ideas.
Matt's Oscar parties are a legendary, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Are they?
You should come.
Yeah. I specifically said no several times.
Come next February. It's a great time. There's party favors. You might win a prize.
That's code for cocaine.
There's party favors.
We could do a little skiing, you know what I mean? A little skiing in the winter.
The bathroom is always open, and it's everywhere.
It's snowing in February, if you get my meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Oscars aren't even on.
A blizzard's coming in.
We're just going to wear suits and do coke.
About.
Yeah, we just wear suits and do coke.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's a really fun time. And then everybody leaves at 8.
Yeah. It's great.
Because it's gone.
A.M., yeah.
Yeah.
The following day.
Show up at 5 a.m. We'll leave by 8 when the coke's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's really just at this guy Oscar's house.
The Oscars.
He's a drug dealer.
It's two Oscars.
His name is Oscar.
But don't make eye contact with Oscar. Just
yeah. Just say thank you. Just nod and say thank you.
Yeah. Don't fucking pet his pit bull. He hates it when people pet his pit bull.
Have you guys seen any good movies lately?
I watched Harry Potter 4 the other night.
Ah, it's the worst one.
Is it?
Goblet of Fire, bullshit movie.
Yeah. I've seen
bullshit?
It before, but I watched
it's
it again.
It's not that bad.
No, okay. Here's it. Goblet of Fire is the worst one. It's not that bad, but it's the worst
it's
one.
It's no Twilight 4.
That's true.
Ooh,
but
fuck.
I feel like it goes...
that one of the...
It's like half...
Is that the one they had like... they were down. It was like it wasn't even the original actors. I'm gonna. I don't have anything going right now. Can we go back to Matt?
So yeah, it's like I think the definitive Harry Potter ranking goes Half-Blood Prince, and then you got Prisoner of Azkaban, Order of Phoenix.
Can you say these in number form?
Yes.
I don't know them by the words.
6, 3, 5, 8, 7, 1, 2. 4.
By the way, the worst ones by far are the last two.
No.
They're very good.
No, those are great.
They're very good.
They're fine, but it's like
they're so good. I'm going to get a knife and put it inside of your body.
Now, I don't know if they're Twilight 5 good, but they're real good.
It's really I'm just saying I like them a lot, but in that thing what you said, I think they're the worst. The 6th and the 7th, right?
There's 7 and 8.
7 and 8?
Yeah, well, 7 and 8 are really 7 part 1 and 7 part 2.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. I thought they were like, I liked how dark they were. And dude, I'm just saying, of the ones, I think I like those ones the least. I fucking like Darby me. Gets it, or Dobby or whatever.
Dobby,
I've watched this movie. I've probably watched all of them 20 Dobby times. Gets
I bought murked. The box set on Blu-ray.
I can't even remember what his name is.
Dobby gets murked hard.
Dobby gets... Ooh.
Just torn
Spoiler
up.
Alert.
Dobby's dead. I saw... Jeff, did you see any movies?
The only thing we watched was Deadpool at the weekend.
So. You've seen it twice now.
Uh-huh.
You like it?
I wasn't paying attention this time.
Nice.
I fell
getting
asleep.
Getting an HJ?
What's that?
Were you getting an HJ?
Yeah, I was... I had three guys just all...
Yeah.
One guy service of the nip.
Just mashing
it. The other
it.
Two just double-heading it.
Double heading it.
I watched Civil War
double
twice.
Double-handed it? I don't that's, know.
No. We'll go double-head.
Double-head
that's,
it?
That's a, that, to was keep, a, to keep with
was
the
a
baseball analogies.
It was
yeah.
a double-header.
Mm-hmm. Matt, you were saying?
I saw Captain America Civil War twice.
Okay.
How is it?
So Phoenix was fun.
Yeah.
You had a blast in Phoenix.
Had a blast.
You saw
the
this same
was amazing.
Movie
the mall.
Twice.
It was,
the mall
it
was great.
It was
part,
great. It was great.
It?
I really liked it. There was, I pretty much kind of put every Marvel movie at like a 5 or 6 out of 10. This one was like a 7.5, maybe an 8. It was pretty. It got me emotional, which they usually can't do. So I was pretty into it. Plus
really?
that yeah, it was like they like led into things and like really built the story well. I was like, this is a pretty good movie. Usually I'm like, this is dog shit.
Do you
my
like
God,
any,
I don't
do you
care.
Like any of the Marvel movies?
Like most of them, I give like a 5 or 6 out of 10.
What about Ant-Man?
I liked Ant-Man. Maybe that's like a 6, 6.5.
You fucking son. It's one of the best ones.
Is it really? I know it is one of the best. I know
it
is one of
the
best.
This is
the
first
ones.
Conversation I've heard anyone have ever about Ant-Man.
No,
I love Ant-Man. It's really good.
I don't dislike Ant-Man, but like a 10 is The Godfather. So like there's a long
a
way
to 10
below.
Is Harry Potter 7.
The first Avengers.
Yeah, maybe a... I don't know. It's not even that good. It's like... Ugh.
Oh my God.
Avengers was decent. I'd say
no. There's
seven.
Like here's why.
Yeah,
it's
no,
the
I know. I know it's not as good as the upcoming Aquaman.
No, it's the Nameless Army.
He's a DC guy.
No,
he's
I'm not.
DC
I'm
guy.
Not. I'm not. It's
he's
the
a
name.
DC
he
it's
was
the
really
nameless
into
Army.
Ben Affleck as Batman.
No, it's
yeah,
the name.
That's
it's
right,
the Nameless
that.
Army.
I saw it with
no.
him, and he was so pumped.
Here's why. It's the stupid Nameless Armies. I hate that. That
in fact,
and Avengers
I think
2.
You had already seen it when we went.
I
to
believe
you
the name of the army
again.
I see every movie twice.
The name of the army is a. It's called Hydra. It's not nameless.
No, not yeah. Hydra's not even in Avengers 1.
What
it's just the
about?
Stupid ass aliens running around.
I'm gonna take a nap. I think. No, but what? But you're the one that brought up all the
I, hey, you know what? I like
armies.
Guardians of the Galaxy a lot.
Don't
so
get
that,
me,
is that
don't
a,
get me started.
Is that giving a 6?
No, all right. Maybe I'll give some of them a 7. Is that better? But I'm giving Civil War an 8 because I really liked it.
Oh, sweet. I got to see it then.
I thought it was awesome.
Although the rest of your taste is dog shit. I'll still give
God.
It a shot.
Yeah, you like all the other ones. You're all boning out over here over the fucking Avengers.
I feel
Avengers
like Jeff
bullshit.
Has taken my role today.
Yeah,
of just being
an
grumpy
asshole?
And hating everything.
We always need to record when Jeff's sleepy as shit.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
We're
going
to have to change the segment
Jeff,
where I hate something.
Why did Jeff throw the microphone?
Bullshit superheroes, fucking DC shit.
DC cunts.
I hate
what does DC stand for?
Dumb cunts.
Diamond Comics.
Diamond Comics.
I don't know.
District of Cuntlumbia.
Oh, that's great. Wow. So what else happened this week?
I did a shitty show in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. That was
I
fun.
I heard that's a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place. We had a nice trip. I used it to get my TSA pre-check because it's impossible to book that out in Seattle within like 3 weeks.
Yep.
And so I stopped in Spokane at this little office and
perfect.
Got it done in like 5 minutes.
Did you check your status? Are you pre-checked?
They emailed me 37 hours later and yep. were like, hey, you're done. Here's your number.
Oh, it's dude, when I flew back from Phoenix to Seattle, I got through security in literally 2 minutes.
I'm so excited.
I'm showing up 10 minutes before the flight from now on.
Yeah.
10 minutes before boarding, I'm showing up.
I'm gonna wear boots that have like 22 lace holes. You know what I mean?
Just give the suck it sign the whole time you're going by the other line.
Staple my boots to my leg. I ain't taking them off. I got pre-check.
You ever seen this many layers of Velcro?
Yeah.
You're wearing just a onesie. Just no boots at all. Just a onesie with the feetsies on it.
Yeah.
I can't take off my shoes. I'd be completely naked. And I am hard as a diamond right now.
Hard as Diamond Comics.
Diamond Comics, man.
See, doesn't it stand for like Detective Comics or some bullshit
I don't. I honestly don't know what it means. It
doesn't matter. I'm getting pretty boned up for Star Trek Beyond, Daniel, in the mega.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun. When is that?
RPX or whatever they call it.
I think June.
Doesn't okay, matter. Google. DC Comics.
I think the carbon monoxide is killing Jeff first.
Oh, yeah, we should announce to anyone who's still listening to this shitty show about shitty movies. We walked in today and there was a carbon monoxide alarm just blaring. Jeff says it wasn't the alarm and that it's just the noise it makes when it's unplugged, but I'm not convinced.
I think I'm pretty sure we're all getting high and then we're going to die.
Best batteries ever. I had the thing unplugged for like a week and a half and it's still like, beep!
Still howling away.
I just heard it in the other room. It's haunting me. It's like that. It's
why don't
like
you
the,
just get it fixed
or hit it with a sledgehammer?
It's not mine. It's the landlord's.
Have you called?
I can't get it. It won't work. So I reset it, and then at some point, typically 3 or 4 in the morning, when I don't want to wake up, it starts beeping really loud.
Have you considered that maybe there's a monoxide problem in your home?
No, it's just when alarm it goes
made of carbon.
I know how the alarm is because I've heard it. But
yeah, it sounds like that. I hear it right now.
It doesn't go beep every couple minutes.
Maybe it's just saying, hey, there's a little bit.
A little bit of carbon.
You know what I mean? Hey, just a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Jeff. Just a little bit of carbon.
Mm-hmm. You feel you got a headache? Hey. You feel like you got a headache?
Maybe
it's
two.
Nothing to kill you, but
what do you need? Like 2 hours to sleep?
It's going to cause an eye twitch.
Just a little sleepy. Get a little sleepy.
Well, I want to take a nap. Take a load off.
Why don't you take a load off?
Take a load off. Yeah. I'm going to beep just to keep you awake so you don't totally die.
Yeah.
Go ahead, take a little nap. Take a wait off.
It's weird that you have these like industrial sprinklers in your roof.
You don't have those in your place?
No.
I have those in mine.
In the garage? You have a garage? Maybe
no,
it's just
I have
garage.
An apartment.
I don't have them in my
and
apartment.
I have them. There's one in my clothes closet. There's a couple in the living room.
I mean, I'm afraid I would light them up.
Why?
I have a lot of indoor fires.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one of those fire pits in my house.
Just in the middle?
Yeah, just a fire pit in the living room. A
lot of burn barrels in the living room.
Yeah.
It gets cold in the winter.
Warming your fingerless gloved hands.
Warming my domicile.
Matt likes to fuck dudes raw and dry, and it creates a lot of friction. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
It's like Naked and Afraid when they're starting a fire.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, it's a good show. They take two people.
You smiled at me to the very end.
I was laughing at what I had said, and then you were talking, and I was like, oh, I slowly realized.
Well,
I said,
like Naked and Afraid, and there was no recognition in your eyes.
They drop two naked people,
and then they got to make fire and stay alive, so that's what I was saying. It's like Naked. Let me explain the joke.
Hold on.
They have to be in the wilderness for 21
naked.
Days naked.
Well, this is like a reality thing.
Yeah.
They drop them in naked, and then they got to survive for 21 days with nothing. And they got to make fire.
I would love to do that.
So that's what I was seeing. Now, what I was juxtaposing was he bones dudes raw.
And dry.
Until a spark is created.
No spit or nothing.
Nothing.
My God.
Just a quick...
That's not true, by the way.
A quick fucking slap.
I use spit.
A little fucking slap to the back of the head. Just, you look forward. And then he creates a possible
don't look at me, Craigslist Joe.
Hazard. You fucking look at me. I'm Matt Doe!
I'm yelling my full name at these
Craigslist
dudes.
You know your
name.
That's your kind of level of power you have when you're boating these guys dry.
Yeah. There is nothing casual.
No, you don't get any spit. You don't get any Matto spit. And he's fucking right up against the head again. Right up against the head forward. You look forward at my burn barrel.
Oh, my God.
How do you put that in an ad?
Jeff, you're going to make me shit my pants. Stop.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if it was like
minute 20 is when this show picked up this week? If anyone's wondering,
can you imagine if it was like is getting successful? They're like this week at the Emerald Queen Casino, the comedy styles of Jeff Brousseau. You don't get any of my spit. I'm Matto. Slap. Yeah, you look forward.
Please start doing. Please start try to do a bit where you do impressions of me. And no one knows who I am. Here's an impression of Matt Doe.
If you've met Matt, yeah. It goes a little something.
You know, I got a friend of mine, a Matt Doe, and everybody's
He's the one that fucks him dry.
Fuck me dry, Jeff. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So it's like Naked and Afraid is what I'm starting to tell you.
So this is a show. Channel is it on?
Here's the funny part.
A&E or something, probably.
If you think about it, it seems great. There's two naked people, and they got to survive together, right?
Oh, it's gross.
But the funny thing is that it sounds somewhat compelling until you watch it, and basically what it is two people sitting.
Naked.
Sitting for 21 days. Start slowly starving to death until they can leave.
Or one of them gets like a horrible disease.
It's like if they took everything out of my fridge and left me in my living room. They're like, all right, I'll see you in 21 days.
And they cut your power.
Yeah, they cut my power. And there's like, that's it.
They took all
and
your
you're
clothes.
Like watching two people sit around for 21 days. It's amazing entertainment. Nothing happens. Nothing.
But they make fire.
Well, they try.
They make fire, and then they don't really eat. But then it's like all this stuff like, oh, he cooked a spider and ate it. And I'm like, yeah, God.
It's amazing that
that's all you can hunt?
That's entertainment.
You're a failure.
Today.
What?
It's amazing that that's like our definition of entertainment.
Well, there's that. That's like the peak, right? And then there's us. And if that wasn't like what everybody was way into, nobody would listen to us.
Why? Because we talk about that?
No, because I'm saying like we're worse than that.
We are?
And that's the best.
Jeff just did a really brilliant
there's
bit.
There's Naked and Afraid, there's the Marvel Universe, and then us.
And then DC.
And then DC.
And then us.
Yeah, and then below us is Basketball Wives.
Yeah.
And
what's that?
Exactly. Ooh, Jeff, can I use your restroom?
What, is that how you're going to show us what it is?
No, I just need to.
Are you going to do some kind of visual illustration of what
performance
basketball
art,
is?
Yeah.
Come in here. Come in here. Look at Matto's shit. This is Basketball Wives. That's Basketball Wives. Do you understand now?
All
right, just looking at Matto's shit. Let you understand what Basketball Wives is.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back.
Yay. I feel so much better.
Matt pooped. I peed.
In
Jeff
that
got
order.
Food. And I took the battery out of that fucking monoxide, motherfucker.
Now we're all in danger.
Now there's no way to know.
If we're slowly being...
poisoned.
I don't care because I'm so much more comfortable now.
Guys, I was slowly poisoning myself for over 10 years.
And look at me now.
I'm on borrowed time. Not too worried about it. I can go out at any minute. So what were we talking about? Jeff was doing an impression of Matt. Just pounding away at some dude he met on the internet. just hammering down.
What do you guys think about that thing, I'm just switching it, that Donald Trump in the 80s and 90s faked being his own spokesperson?
What do you mean?
So, like, somebody would call Donald Trump, right, his office or something, and then he would act like this guy, John Miller, who doesn't exist, and he would be that he would be his own spokesperson, and he would, like, rave about Donald.
Like on Better Call Saul?
Yeah. Donald Trump did that for, like, 2 decades, and then it got leaked, and then he denied it, but then there's, like, a court hearing where he admitted to doing it that also got leaked. That guy is so funny.
Why is that illegal, though?
No, it's not illegal, because in the court hearing, he admitted to doing it, but now he's saying he didn't. So it's not that it's illegal. It's that he's a slimy weirdo who lies about shit and acts like he's his own spokesperson.
Well, if you call me, like, all right, let's fake like you're calling me.
Ring,
right now.
Ring.
Right, hello. Hi, is Jeff there?
This is Matt Doe. I'm the spokesperson.
For Jeff.
For Jeff Brusso. And he's now it's becoming slowly like an older Jewish thing that I'm doing. I don't know.
You kind of wanted to get Trumpy.
Well,
with
I
it.
Mean, if it's good representation, you'll get a Jew.
You want, yeah, that's
I am
true.
An old Jew.
Oh.
I just want to go back to the motherland. Is that what Jews call Israel? The motherland?
I don't think so.
No, that feels
that feels Nazi-ish to me.
That feels Germanic.
Oh, God.
I think the Russians also refer to things
Did
like
I
Mother
stay
Russia
up
so
last
forth.
Night watching Hitler? Oh, I did. I watched so much Hitler last night.
Oh, that's my favorite stuff. I've said this before, but
yeah,
the only thing I like watching the History Channel is I will watch Nazis get eat it all day long.
Have you ever watched any of the movies about how Hitler didn't die, but he's either living on the moon or living in the Earth's crust?
Oh, Iron Sky?
There's Iron Sky, and then there's Nazis from the Center of the Earth.
Good movie.
And then there's one about Nazi zombies.
First off,
it's really fun.
Are there boobs in it?
That one, I know boobs. Which one you're talking about. The Nazi zombies one, I know. All right, first off, there's a movie about Nazis in the center of the Earth, because that sounds fucking amazing.
It's yeah, literally it's, called Nazis from the Center of the Earth.
Well, and in Iron Sky 2, that happens in Iron Sky 2.
They made an Iron Sky 2?
Yes.
Yeah, I've only seen Iron Sky and Iron Sky, the director's cut.
So, well, it's Iron Sky 2. You've been Iron Skied.
No, Sarah Palin is the president in this.
No.
And she goes to Antarctica. And then there's like a hatch, and she goes down into it, and then it's like this whole huge oasis in the center of the Earth that's like really tropical and stuff, and Hitler rides up on a T-Rex that he's got a saddle on, and she goes, let's get to fucking work.
And like, is that not just Nazis from the Center of the Earth?
I don't know. Is Sarah Palin the president in that too?
I don't know. That sounds familiar. I watched it a few years ago.
Maybe they made the exact same movie and just called it 2 different titles and released it.
Maybe.
That's genius. Home Alone and then just At Home Without Anybody.
Anyway,
okay,
Jeff, you should
see,
look
gotta,
these up.
I
They're
gotta,
on Netflix.
I gotta see all this stuff.
They're on Netflix.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah,
I have watched the Nazi zombie one, which is called... They have two of those now. Oh, it's called that, yeah. I'll think of it at some point. Hold on.
Okay, Google.
I watched so
Oh, my phone picked that up, and it's not even
Okay,
there.
Hitler Google. Speeches.
Anyway, Matt, go on. Hitler what?
I watched like 2.5 hours of Hitler speeches in bed last night.
Just, are you sure you weren't watching Trump speeches?
No, I did watch a comparison that compared things that Trump has said to things Hitler has said, and they're almost verbatim. Like, Trump, it's really funny. He's just like, we've got to get rid of Muslims and Mexicans. And then Hitler's like, the Jews are bad and don't look for any foreign help. And then Trump's like, we can't worry about the rest of the world. It's all about us. Like, they're really, really close to being the same type of rhetoric, which is so fun. I can't wait to grow up in Nazi America. It's just going to, or not to grow up, to die. And I can't wait to die in Nazi America. It's going to be one for the ages. I can't wait to see what this part of our life looks like in 500 years when, like, people look back and just go, fuck.
What were we thinking?
Shit? It's like the Dark Ages where, like, literally languages disappeared. Like, you just don't know where, just everything was just wasted. For
people are going to think the Earth is flat for a while again.
Yeah, that's already happening. You
is
already
it?
Got those flat earthers. They think that the Earth is a plane, and Antarctica is not actually Antarctica. It's an ice wall, much like Game of Thrones, that surrounds the planet, which we can't go past. The Earth moves upward through space constantly. That's why there's no gravity. Theirs is just moving up. The sun and the moon are the same exact size, and they're 30 miles above us. And then the stars are all 100 miles above that. There are no satellites. There's nothing else. And all the governments of the world and space agencies and all of the plane, like, airlines, they all are in on the trick to hide the truth from us.
Dan?
What?
Yeah. Look up Flat Earth Society. People are fucking stupid.
What?
Dan, he knows too much.
I don't even know what to do with this information.
I spend a lot of time.
Like, more than one person believes this.
Like, the Flat Earth Society's Instagram has got, like, every post has, like, 10,000 likes.
I gotta go home.
Get a gun. I need to buy a gun.
I do need to buy a gun.
There's gonna come a day where 2,000 to 3,000 rounds of ammunition a day is gonna seem like not enough.
Every time I go to like a small town or drive outside of Washington State in any direction, I see gun stores everywhere, and I'm like, I should get a gun. But they won't let you buy a handgun and bring it back. You gotta like register those here and get a waiting period. You can buy like a rifle. But like, if you buy a hand, like if you were in Idaho and you bought a handgun, they would ship it to an arms dealer here in Seattle, and you'd have to go pick it up there. And
what if you buy a handgun and then just drive it over?
No, you can't.
You know where you can do that? You should go to Arizona and get a gun.
Yeah, but I can't. I'm a Washington State resident. They're not going to let me just buy a gun.
They don't even look at your ID. You just walk in, go gun me, bro.
There's different laws per state.
So. You can just gun me?
Gun me, bro. They have warehouses full of guns.
Okay, there may be more to it than gun me, bro.
That's definitely worked at least once.
The first time I got a gun, which I've sold because now I hate guns, but the first time I got a gun, I was 18. I went to a gun warehouse. It was like a Walmart just full of guns.
Was it a Cabela's?
It was something like a Cabela's, but it wasn't a Cabela's. It was like gun shop or something. Anyway, I go there.
Guntown.
I went to Guntown.
Gunmart.
There's just tons of guns with all the ammo you could want, every little attachment. I didn't even pay for it. They gave it to me on credit. So I didn't even have to have money to get this gun. And they just gave it to me right then with the ammo. I could have just taken it into the bathroom, loaded it up, walked back, and shot that guy's face off. Would have been easy. Easy. Taught him a lesson. And then I would have been on the news like all of my heroes.
And then I would have just been dry fucking dudes in prison.
Oh, that's all I've ever wanted. I'm the gun guy. That's what it sounds like.
That's what the carbon monoxide detector does when you're just railing some dude out.
I smell friction. Beep. Beep. His name is Matthew Doe.
I was on my way here.
Got a gun from the store. Tons of guns.
There was a semi truck that was definitely caught starting a fire in its back row of tires.
Uh-oh.
Like, it was smoking, and at first I was far enough away that I was like, oh, it's just a semi, and it's making black smoke, because they do that sometimes. But then it's like, it didn't smell like exhaust, it smelled like electrical fire, like burning plastic and metal. And then I got closer, and it was coming out of, like, the axle. And then I tried to honk and wave at him, but he wasn't looking, and then my exit came, and I came here. And he's probably exploded by now.
He's dead.
I'm going to check the news later. I'm pretty sure that guy died. And I tried to save him, but he wouldn't look at me.
What was the last time you guys watched the local news?
I can't remember. It's been a while.
I did a cancer walk last weekend, and there was a lady there from the local news, and I had no idea who she was.
So
she was like, I'm from whatever channel, whatever news. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess that's a thing.
When I was in Phoenix this last week, I was staying a couple days with my family, and my aunt and uncle watched the local news at 10 o'clock every night. And all the information on there is at least 24 hours old. It's like stuff I heard yesterday. And they're like, well, tonight at 10, did you know that Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, everybody knew that yesterday. The news is pointless. It's only for people who don't know how to use Twitter.
Twitter's pointless.
Twitter or Facebook.
It's only useful if you don't know how to listen to other people have a conversation about Twitter.
Like, about what's on Twitter?
Yeah, like, I just sit in a room where people talk about it, and then I don't have to do it.
Right, but if you're not around those people, if you're 65 or older, you're fucked. You just have to listen to the
news. My dad watches Fox News.
There's a documentary about
every time I go to his house, it's on.
When I was growing up, my grandparents watched the nightly news and then whatever. The news every night and on the weekends, whatever. So I liked it. I got used to it. Knew all the people on the show. All that kind of stuff. But I hate the Seattle news. But LA's news, oh, it's the best. They always got a guy who's like Ron Burgundy, who's old and sort of like old hip. And then they have, all of them are competing to have the hottest weather girl in the world. And then So again, to recap, 400 people were killed in Mogadishu. And Kim Kardashian was seen down by the Chinese Grammar Theater today. So it's like this weird mix of celebrity news and like...
And death.
Them like being paparazzi, like the local news. It's really weird. But it's entertaining as hell. It's like weird news. It's like it doesn't make any sense. It's like from a bygone era. It's weird. But so I wish I could have watched that, but I didn't have cable for like 6 or 7 years. I had no TV for like 6 years, so I didn't watch any TV. So
now you don't watch the news.
So now I've just gotten out of the habit of watching the news.
That's not new, anyways.
And I just go to get it. I sort of get it here and there, but you know, if every once in a while I'll miss a little news.
What are we even talking about?
I don't know. I'm just kind of sitting in the corner.
I'm getting to a point.
Yeah, didn't you notice Jeff got his "I'm getting to a point" posture?
Yeah, see that? See that? When I go to the trigger finger right that like that, point's coming.
All
right,
what is the point?
The point is, we were watching TV upstairs and The Hobbit was on.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what a fucking dick Gandalf is. Like every time you watch it, no matter when, it's like something really important's happening. He's like, hey, dudes, I got to bail for a bit. The fuck is wrong with that guy?
Well, he's
right as I was doing that, he's like, you know what? I'm taking off. You guys don't know where you're going. Fuck you. I'll see you in a bit.
He's been alive for 10,000 years. He was alive before Middle Earth was even a thing, and he doesn't give a shit. Plus, I'm pretty sure his directives are just to kind of like push the Middle Earth people in like kind of the right direction, but not really influence them too much.
I really care about you now. I'm taking off.
Yeah.
It's my weekend with the kids.
I'll be back when the Angels win the pennant.
Okay, Frodo. You get your baseball mitt and your overnight stuff. I'll come pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he never shows up.
No, that guys, Dad's picking me up from school today. No, I don't need a ride. No, I'm not catching the... No, I'm not... I don't need to get on the bus. My dad's coming.
Who's your dad?
He's Gandalf the Grey. Oh, I'm sorry, son.
He's a dick.
That guy's a dick.
Well, I'll be in the office for a while. If you need anything, just come on in. No, he's coming. He said he'd be here right after practice.
Wow, guy's just a shit heel. Hey,
Gandalf is kind
of
a dick.
If you're going, hey, we don't know where we're going. You're going this direction, but hey. I'm gonna jet. You guys know how to get through this fucking creepy forest, right?
No.
No?
All
right, that's cool.
Whatever you do, don't step in the water. It'll kill you. Bye.
What? I didn't hear that last part.
Bye.
What did he say? Step on what?
He just bailed.
How do I not step?
Shadowfax is so fast. Couldn't even hear him. That is kind of frustrating. And the eagles are assholes, too. They wait until the very last moment. They're about to die. All right, let's get them. They could have just went. Frodo could have hopped on the eagle, flown to Mount Doom, dropped it in. Boop. Game over.
I have no idea what
everyone
would have
been. Even when like tens of thousands of people are dying, Gandalf is just sitting there like, phew.
This is just the episode where Daniel doesn't know what you're saying.
Well, we could talk about vaginas.
I can get on board with the deadbeat dad stuff. Like, I got that, but I don't know what.
You don't have any thoughts on Middle Earth?
I haven't. No, I think it's stupid.
Oh, wow.
I think Lord of the Rings is the dumbest thing that's ever happened.
Oh, God. I want to cut you.
It's so boring.
I
want
to cut you.
It's the most boring thing I've ever seen.
What would you have to do to sit through it? Like, how? What scenario?
I couldn't. I fell asleep.
Well, what if something was happening to you while you were watching it?
No.
Like a massage.
Why would I'd fall asleep.
What if you had an electrode in your butt that every time you've tried to fall asleep, it zapped you?
I don't know that I would sign up for this.
This doesn't sound like a very good
movie. That sounds even
experience worse
than just watching it.
It's just torture. Yeah. Why don't they do that as a torture? Better than waterboarding, I think.
I think they do.
A little electrode up the butt, and every time
they
go to fall asleep.
I'm pretty sure people have been doing that to people for a long time.
You think?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people have been putting things in each other's butts as torture for a long time.
Yep. Mayonnaise jars. It's
like Kramer said, from pain will come pleasure.
Matchbox cars.
Yep. All kinds of cars.
Mm-hmm. Aminals.
Yeah. Live animals.
Snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, a gardener snake in your butt? That would be horrifying. Because I don't think it bites, but it would just squirm around until it died.
Until you were satisfied. That's the...
You put it in tail first.
That's the gardener snake's mode. All right, yeah, how you doing? All right, I'm out.
You good?
Enjoy our time.
You got it?
Enjoy all our time together.
I got you. Hey.
They call me the gardener snake.
I'm just here to get you there, baby.
Why do people listen to this?
No one listens to this. Not one person listens to this. People tell me they listen to this.
I want to see some analytics on this, if people listen or not. Where's the raw data?
I'm not sure I want anyone to listen to this or me in this particular episode.
Why? You've been great in this
episode.
Yeah,
you're crushing it.
You got a whole new bit about Rod Dog and Matt Doe.
That's your new nickname, by the way. Rod Dog and Matt Doe.
Absolutely. Oh my God, yeah.
And hopefully some listener out there draws a cartoon of, like, so you going, I'm Matt Doe, God damn it, look forward. And then fire. They just draw fire coming from. That would just be my idea. You can take your artistic license, go in any direction you'd like to, but that's
Raw Dog and Matt Doe.
Raw Dog and Matt Doe.
Ow!
Ooh!
Yeah.
This is the worst episode we've done ever. I'm so glad I'm back.
What are you talking about? You got a great nickname out of this.
That's true, I guess. Yeah, dude, it's really good. It's a really good nickname.
I wish I had Rod.
It's definitely
Rod
something
Dog
I could like
Matt
talk about.
My nickname.
That's the best name. Like now, forever, somebody will be having a conversation and be like, oh, did you see Matt this weekend? Oh, which Matt? Oh, Rod Dog and Matt Doe. Oh, yeah, Rod Dog and Matt? Why didn't you say so? Yeah, I saw Rod Dog and Matt Doe.
RDMD?
Yeah.
So welcome back to At Least I Have You with Danny Summertime, Rod Dog and Matt Doe, and the Walrus. I'll be the Walrus.
I thought you were gonna go and Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah, and Hiff. All right. This show's just for us.
You said that last one I was on.
Maybe all of our shows are just becoming for us. I don't know if anyone else is gonna laugh.
It is fun. I do like a little
giggle
fest on Sunday.
I have teared up a couple times. Oh. Rod Dog and Matt Doe.
I do this weird thing where at night I'm like exhausted on the couch, right? It'd be like 10:30 and I'm just exhausted. I've taken my sleeping pills.
You've gone balls deep into the cushions.
But I'm drinking Diet Pepsis like the world's running out of them. And then once I have one about three quarters of the way full still and it's about bedtime, I go into bed and without fail, something happens like an hour later because I can't fall asleep. Then I get to bed and now I'm not tired anymore.
Yeah, so I'm half a case of Diet Pepsi in you.
So that I'm watching TV. Then I have to pee. Then I get up to pee and you know what I think? Well, I'm not really that tired yet. I just took a pee. I go get another Diet Pepsi. And then I have another one while I'm like, I just sit there in bed watching fucking Hitler rant in 1941 about how much he hates Jews and just drinking my DPs in my nice new, you know, high thread count sheets. But It's just my nocturnal activities are weird and dark. You know, I'm raw dogging, drinking DPs with Hitler in the background, and I'm just like, this is all I've ever wanted.
It's just,
if someone came in with some cactus fries, it would be on.
Scene opens. Light from a TV screen.
It's always
like
a man
drinking
screen.
A Diet Pepsi. In the background, you can hear a man screaming in German.
And then the faint but distinct beep of a smoke detector. And then,
do I smell fire?
Look forward.
Ignite is enlightened. Look forward. Ich bin ist enlightened.
I like that Matt's on his phone while we're doing this. Well, it's just old at this point to him.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
There's nothing new happening here.
I don't think
you're enjoying as much focus as you're receiving in this episode.
Yeah. This is your episode.
This is your episode. This is Raw Dog and Matt Doe's episode.
Yeah.
That's going to be what I title this one.
Oh, God.
Episode 14, Raw Dog and Matt Doe.
My dad was like...
And people will think to themselves, they will think, is Matt raw dogging or is someone raw dogging Matt?
You'll never know.
You'll never know unless you listen.
That's part of the mystery and allure.
Sometimes my dad goes, yeah, I listen to part of your podcast.
And then he stops talking.
And then he looks off. He looks.
And
off
I just go,
distance.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. He's like, yes. Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Pretty good. So, pretty good.
I have not told my parents about this.
I told you. She asked. I said no.
My parents...
I don't want my mom also.
My parents can't get any more disappointed with me. It doesn't matter.
Mine can. And will.
My mom can be plenty disappointed, but it's not going to be because I'm yelling about twinks.
I'll do this podcast, but then I'll like send a picture to my mom of like the garden I made, and it buffs it out.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I mean, he is totally depraved, but he's got a nice tomato thing going on, so... Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
But you can also garden. We have that. We still have the gardening.
Not a total. Somebody was talking to me and like trying to test if I was a sociopath.
Why is he growing so many cucumbers?
It's a cucumber patch. That's all I need. Miracle Grow. Somebody was testing me to see if I was a sociopath and judging, like they were asking me some questions because I had a dream where I killed people and I wasn't bummed about the fact that I killed people, but I was really nervous I was going to get caught. Like I was murdering people and like loving it. But then it was like, oh no, how am I going to cover this up so I can continue to murder? And so then they were like, maybe you're a sociopath. And like, I was like, Like, what's weird is I didn't instinctively just go, no, I was like, I don't know, maybe. And their eyes just kind of went like, ooh. Like,
what you should have done is walked up and slapped them real hard and go, see, I don't even feel bad about that. I could pretend I feel bad.
I'm real good at pretending.
I don't have real emotions.
I'm real good at pretending. Oh, no.
then go big-eyed on them and just slowly walk away. Slowly walk away.
I'm so sorry.
And then
you walk outside, and then you poke your head back in, and you go, Raw Dog and Matt Doe! Oh!
You've been raw dogged! All right, so...
I'm gonna say that one time.
So how did you turn out on
that? Can be
been raw dogged.
You've been raw dogged.
That should be your new song.
Somebody been raw dogged.
That'll be my secret Twitter where I really go off the rails.
Raw Dog and Matt and the Walrus.
Jeff is really pushing for this Walrus.
I kind of want to be the Walrus. Is that cool?
You can be the Walrus.
Somebody was talking shit to Kevin Smith on the internet.
That's news.
So then I replied back, fuck that guy. Your shit is the shit. And then I realized that the kid I just said fuck that guy to is like six. And I was like, well, I mean, at one point, like,
has
you
he
know,
even seen Clerks 1?
Don't be on the internet if you don't want me to tell you that you suck. And don't talk shit about
Kevin. First off, why are you talking shit at six?
Yeah, why? But then, like,
yeah, what have you done?
And like, yeah, all these people liked it, and then I was like,
shitting your pants a couple of years ago.
I was like, oh man, I'm
unless
just...
you're like some sort of like piano genius 6 year old, you shut your fucking mouth.
You get raw dogs.
About to get raw dogs.
No.
No, not like that, but just
how else do you raw dog somebody? Well, is just gonna throw a bunch of hot dogs at this kid?
Uncooked.
Yeah,
hot
just
dogs.
Rip open the 8-pack and just start whizzing them at him. Wait, get out of here! Yeah, get out of here!
Isn't that what it meant the whole time?
Yep, that's what it means.
You get now. You go and get.
You leave Kevin Smith alone. Woo, woo. Nobody fucks with Kevin Smith.
And just the wet sound of hot dogs.
I like Kevin Smith.
Too many hot dogs.
He either gets too much credit or not enough credit, or just the right amount.
I have a feeling.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like some people are like, Kevin Smith is the greatest director of all time. I don't know about
good,
that.
But, yeah,
but he's not. He's like, he's just different. He's auteur.
One thing I like about him is I don't think he would try to tell you that some of the pieces of shit he's made aren't pieces of shit. He'll go, yeah, I make crappy movies.
Yeah,
okay.
I just bamboozled that project.
Yeah. Mallrats? Well.
But then like Dogma.
It had parts.
But like Dogma?
That's a good
that's
one.
That's a great movie. Yeah, Dogma's awesome.
Clerks 2, surprisingly good.
I liked it.
Jay and Silent Bob, good movie.
God, I have a thing for Rosario Dawson, by the way.
Who's she?
The love interest in Clerks 2.
Oh, I don't remember her.
She's also in, she's like mixed or something. Dude, I don't mean to, I don't know how else to describe it. It's like she's very pretty. I don't know. She's also plays kind of cool. She's also in Sin City. She's the lead. She's the head of
that movie. I saw it. I don't remember it.
I'm really bad at this.
You guys should have these conversations without. I'll just
you talking about you talking about Raw Dog and Matt Doe and the Walrus.
All right. Well, we can. What about music? Have you heard any good music? Do you like the new Radiohead album?
I haven't heard it.
What about the new Chance the Rapper album? Chance 3 Coloring Book.
I haven't heard Chance 1 or 2.
I gotta.
It's not a trilogy. I don't think.
I really gotta find out what Walrus sound like, so I can make my sound effects.
I think they're like. I think Walrus. Oh God! How bad do you think the new Independence Day movie is going to be? You've seen the trailer, right?
No. It's going to be really bad.
It's going to be, but you know what? Jeff Goldblum's in it, and I'm really excited about that.
You're getting so good at that. That's what a walrus sounds like.
You be raw dog in the walrus. Look forward.
Can you title this episode? Can you do a parentheses feet period Hitler parentheses on this episode?
Yeah, I can put it in the micro data.
We had a little Hitler on here.
Just a little Hitler.
I like to pepper in a little Hitler.
Yeah.
Just for the conspiracy theory people. If we throw Hitler in on the show every once in a while, we'll get all those 9/11 was done by Bush and like there was no Holocaust people jumping on the train.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll just put a dollop of Hitler in every once in a while.
You know, he's not used enough as a condiment.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
He needs to throw in a dollop every once in a while. Yeah. Give me a dollop of that
the
funny mustachioed gentleman.
It's like mayonnaise isn't a meal. You know what I mean? Like, don't make so much fuss about it.
Hitler.
Just get a little bit in there every once in a while. Is that a walrus? Yeah, that's the noise. That's your Jeff Goldblum impression.
That sounded like an engine fire.
Give me raw dogs in the walrus. Why is this making me laugh?
That sounds like Darth Vader coming.
Oh, whoa. Do you think Vader's dick was burned pretty bad?
I don't. Was he burned real bad?
Yeah, that's why he's wearing all that shit.
Yeah, but he can do like a psychic finger blast.
Yeah, Vader got burned up real bad by like a volcano in Ep 3.
I didn't see that one.
He lost his arms and legs. Got his scalp burned up.
The only person he couldn't fix was himself.
Aww.
The thing is that he always had Darth Vader right here.
Jeff's pointing at his hole.
There's a little Darth Vader in his chest. Yeah, it was right there in his heart.
With his middle finger, which is weird that you're pointing with your middle finger.
The only thing that could fill it is
I feel like you're directing that at me for some reason.
I got a hole in my heart, and the only thing that can fill it is my son. The story of Darth Vader.
Okay.
It's true.
Tuesdays with Darth.
Chicken, what is that? Tuesdays with Maury? Is that what it's called?
Chicken soup for the Sith.
How?
That's great. That's great. I'm going to steal that.
How?
It stole it. I'm going to make it a book in a week.
It's stolen.
How?
I'll consider it stolen.
How
bro.
Long do you think, with the current rate of Star Wars nerds in this country,
growing exponentially?
Yeah. How long do you think before Darth is a common name?
You mean as like a, well, but see, it's
like
a,
up there with like Tony.
No, but see, Darth is like a suffix. It's like Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think that there will be like a Darth Daniel?
No, I just
ooh,
mean,
that's nice. Darth Daniel. Raw Dog and Mad and the Walrus.
Let's never call me Darth Daniel, ever.
Double D.
I will turn this computer off and walk away. There will not be any
what about Delicious
Star
Daniel?
Warsing of my name. Yeah, Delicious Daniel's fine. That's
you're
accurate.
A red shirt.
A what? Oh, is that a Star Trek reference you just threw at me? Yeah.
The red shirts die all the time, right?
Yeah.
Are any kids named Anakin? Does that become a name?
That could be a name.
I don't know.
That's Darth's name.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Lukes.
A lot of Lukes.
And don't tell me it's because of the fucking Bible.
It ain't no Bible.
People don't read that shit.
I was talking about for the Skywalker.
Woo.
Woo!
We were talking about Catholics a couple
you like
weeks
Skywalker?
Ago. The Catholics are going to think about allowing women to become a little more important in the church.
There might be a little less fiddling. A little less fiddling.
Yep.
It's about time.
Is that where we're going with that? Straight to fiddling.
I didn't.
Jesus Christ.
The walrus Jeff. Did. The walrus out of the cage. It's fitting. It's fitting that
the walrus is out of the tank.
It's fitting that we're talking
walrus
about.
Walrus is out of the tank and he's got opinions.
It's funny.
Next.
Next. Daniel, did anything really trouble you this week? Were you bothered by anything?
I don't know.
In your travels?
On
your quest of life? Tell us.
I have to think real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't been really angry the past couple of weeks.
Why?
My life's really good.
Oh.
There's very little to complain about.
I don't really like that, if I can be honest. I hope that your life
that's
gets
awesome,
worse.
Man. Right after this, right after this show, let's go down and grab some tapas. Talk about it.
I hate tapas.
You know what? I know a great pinball place with
it's
tapas.
It's right next to the pinball place. We can grab some tapas. We can hit the golden globe around a little bit, whatever they call that shit.
Golden tea? Globe. I'll play golden tea.
I was watching, you would have loved that. I was watching Shark Tank last night.
I like the Shark Tank.
And they had, these guys came in with a digital pinball machine that cost $6,000. And they're like, people love this. They're going to buy them for their kids. And everybody was like, bullshit. Kids want to play shit on their iPhones. Get the fuck out of here. Like, nobody's going to spend $6,000 on your digital pinball machine with like five games on it. They just destroyed
take
this guy.
A walk, loser.
You would have loved it. They should have had a guest shark and you just been like, hey, fuck yeah.
You know what you is?
I ain't got no money, but I think you're dumb.
How much money did you sink in this? $1 million.
Pinball.
Here's a bullet.
Why don't you pinball your way out of here, right? You fucking
pinball your way out of here.
Get out.
Oh boy.
That's good. That's good
if
time.
You had to marry one of the sharks, which one would you marry?
I don't know who
I actually don't know well. I don't know.
I've never seen it.
I don't know who. I don't know the names of the actors in the TV shows I like.
Well,
you
got the
certainly
Cube,
don't
Mark
know.
Cuban.
Yeah, I'd marry him.
And some women. You want to marry one of the women?
I don't know.
I mean, they're women.
I don't know who they are.
But they are women, and Mark Cuban is a dude.
I'm going to die alone. Let's just leave it at that.
All right.
Maybe I die with a couple shekels in my pocket. The Cuban throws my every once
ducats.
In a while. He dogs me a little.
Then
and he throws
me
a couple shekels.
Throws a few fish to the walrus.
Throws a little fish to the walrus. And then I just, we go on without our day. You know what I mean? Who cares?
It's a good life.
I got some shekels. Cuban's got a hot piece of ass. My goodness.
I'm trying really hard to think if there's anything I hate right now.
I'm glad that you're so content
Gandalf.
With life.
Have I talked about Gandalf yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do hate Gandalf.
Oh, man. I was thinking about going down and get one of them Blu-ray players. You ever seen those Blu-ray players?
Yeah, I got
they're
one.
Really
you
fancy.
Should go to Video Only and get one.
I was thinking about going down to Video. What do you think? I should probably go to one of them brand stores.
I bought mine on Amazon. Am I stupid?
Amazon?
Should I be sorry?
Amazon.
It was refurbished. It was
You'll
$46.
Be sorry. The show, again, every week brought to you by Video Only.
When I was in Arizona, I saw a commercial for a place called Trucks
when
Only.
They say
and
you'll
I
be
thought
sorry.
Of Video Only.
When they say you'll be sorry, what they mean is you're going to get raw dogged. Raw dog and Matt Doe coming at you.
I just slide in.
Where's Matt? And then you just pop up from the couch. You're about to get raw dogged.
You'll be sorry.
You'll be sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
No one is listening to this at this point. Yeah. At this point, everyone's turned this episode off. Is there anything of substance we could talk about?
No. Why would we start doing that now?
Did I talk about my friends who built the fuckable shoe yet?
No, go.
Have you talked about that? You haven't talked about that on the
I'm
show?
I'm trying to figure out if I've talked about the fuckable shoe.
You must
it's one of my First off, I want to note that I have a friend who designed a fuckable shoe. That's got to say something.
So, you know.
I got pretty amazing friends.
Friends in high places.
Yeah, he did a...
Well, I mean, how is that different from every other shoe I own? Because that's how I test
does
shoes.
Does every other shoe you have... are you able to
I've fucked
unscrew,
every shoe I have.
Unscrew the heel.
Matt has a very awkward experience in the shoe department at Nordstrom every time.
I raw dog him!
They like pull out the little foot measuring thing and he slaps his dick on it. It's very strange.
Take your dick out of the Converse, sir.
I might want to buy these. How am I going to know?
Don't you know who I am?
Honey, you better just let me go ahead and finish.
Or you'll be sorry.
And then the manager comes by. Steven, that's raw dogging Matt Doe.
Go get an autograph. With his dick.
Apologize and get in the fucking back.
Now. Do it now, Steven. Do it now. Or you're fired. You're fucking fired. I really want to see Bernie Sanders get so angry. I want to see Bernie Sanders get so mad. I kind of hope he doesn't win the nomination so that his last speech is just like, well, we're fucked. We're totally fucked.
I can't stop laughing.
The goddamn corporations and we're fucked. We're so fucked. I feel like he's so mad all the time. I just want him to be pushed over the edge and he just farts fucking spewing insanity for like an hour and a half. And then somehow he goes independent and because of the insanity, he wins. Because he gets so... Because like that's kind of Trump's thing. He's like, well, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I want to see Bernie just get so, so mad that everybody sides with him.
My lack of sleep kicked in and I went into a... I couldn't stop laughing there for a minute. Oh, man.
Matt, you picked a really perfect time to go on that crazy rant because Jeff was, like, dying. And I'm over here trying not to pee my pants because Jeff's laughing so hard that it's making it's giving me the tummy giggles.
Right when you said... never mind. I don't know why, but I'm so tired. I'm fucking... delirious.
Jeff is crying laughing. I don't think I've ever seen this before.
He's got nothing to say.
Are you trying to say go get an autograph?
Yes.
Matt, you did it.
Yay.
This is you.
Yay.
You made this happen. Raw Dog and Matt killed the walrus.
Walrus down. Walrus down.
I love that your name is now the Walrus. Now it's very radio-y.
Yeah. Yeah. All we needed was the Walrus to make this like a real radio show.
It's not a real radio show until there's an animal.
Until there's like an overweight animal. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's like the spry tiger. Like, that's not a fun radio personality.
Like, if you get the name The Walrus, it's evocative. You know exactly what I actually look like. You just imagine my smiling face sunning on a rock.
Just a big toothy grin.
Sunning. Just tanning out naked.
Big toothy grin. Sunning his naked body on a rock.
Eating what rolls downhill. whatever rolls in front of me.
Eat whatever hits the shore. Oh, man. whatever washes up.
Mm-hmm.
The walrus. Here's my new... All right, you guys ready for it? This has been my call sign. And this has been the walrus, a cuckoo, ka-choo.
Perfect. That's perfect. Hey, that reminds me of Old Cella. Did you guys get tickets for that?
What's that?
Coachella's already over.
No, Old Cella.
What's Old Cella?
So,
yeah. That's actually... I don't normally go in for this stuff because I can't stand classic rock. I mean, I don't want to listen to that stuff again, but it's probably the last time I'm going to get to see any of those bands.
Right. Old Cella is Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, The Who.
Rolling Stones.
Holy shit.
Roger Waters. Who else?
That's it. Six bands.
All playing in three days.
First night is Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones. Second night is Paul McCartney and somebody. And then the last night is The Who and... Roger Waters.
So I would go for nights one and two.
But it's going to be...
Because The Who is the worst band in the history of rock and roll.
Worse than Led Zeppelin? Because I know you hate them.
Yeah. Okay, you guys want to talk about what I hate? I fucking hate The Who.
The Who, he hates The Who.
And you know why I hate them?
He hates them so much, they ruined pinball for him.
They definitely have a pinball.
Jeff got it exactly right. I hate them so much because they made a rock opera about a deaf kid who's also blind... And mute.
Pinball Wizard?
And plays pinball. Yeah. It's the worst thing that anyone's ever done.
Wow. How do you like... You like Queen?
And I saw a live version of it one time because I was dating a girl and her brother was in it. And he was very talented. But other than that...
Did he get raw-dogged?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You saw The Who or you saw...
No, I saw this like small theater...
Them Who?
Production of Tommy.
The Who's.
Oh, you saw the play.
Yeah.
You didn't see like a Who cover band or anything.
No, okay.
I got you.
No.
You actually had to sit through a fucking...
Yeah, and the guy that I knew that was in it, he's very talented and I was happy to support him, but The Who sucks and Tommy's the dumbest thing of all time.
The only night I would really want to go see is... I'd like to see the Stones and Bob Dylan.
That'd be cool.
I love the Stones.
But it's so expensive.
How much?
Well, it was like $300 for the 3-day pass, plus like transportation, plus parking.
That's cheaper than Coachella.
But it sold out in about 10 minutes, and now it's thousands of dollars.
I got thousands of dollars. Let's go.
You buying?
For me.
You know what? This might make me sad.
I got to save up for my Oscars party.
I'd probably rather go to that than see a bunch of fucking shitty DJs I don't care about at Coachella.
I wouldn't
go to Coachella.
Here's the thing. I really like the Rolling Stones, and Paul McCartney's pretty cool, but loud music bothers me, and I don't want to go to any of it.
I'd like to sit in the back if I was in an air-conditioned booth with like a Lazy Boy, and someone was feeding me DPs, and I was DPing people.
And if there was like a wall, wall between me and the show, and I was hearing it on speakers... Rather than like projected.
I want it to be in front of me, but I still want to watch it on a TV.
Yeah.
In 4K.
Yeah.
Because
I just want to find someone that cares about me.
When you watch a concert on the TV.
Maybe I can meet her at
Old Cella.
At the fairgrounds.
Old Cella.
We could share love of the lyrics of Bob Dylan.
And a funnel cake.
And my need. Naughty women.
We can laugh over how I thought Bob Dylan was saying this, and you thought it was this.
And it was something totally different.
And we were both wrong. Mm-hmm. We looked it up, and we were both wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, the lion goes to the mouse, and he says, hey, Congress is a bastard. Where are we going to the whoopsie-daisy penguins everywhere? Yeah, that's Bob Dylan.
This is my favorite show.
That was amazing. That was the best Bob Dylan impression I've ever seen.
It really is. Oh, man.
Jeff's definitely gotten raw dogged with this.
The walrus is down.
The walrus down. The walrus is down.
Somehow I feel like if we just keep going long enough, Jeff will fall asleep. Just on the couch. We'll just silently sneak out into the night.
And they will be like, hey, everybody, we're going to go ahead and end the show with just tucking a blanket around the walrus.
But we leave it recording. We find out Jeff has horrifying night terrors.
All right, friends. Everyone say goodnight to the walrus.
Goodnight, walrus.
What does a sleeping walrus sound like, Jeff?
What's that?
What does a sleeping walrus sound like?
I'm not looking it up.
I just wanted you to imagine.
That's where you Google that.
It's like an asthmatic blowjob.
Yep. That's kind of actually how... That's exactly how I sound when I sleep anyway, to be honest.
It's true. I've shared a hotel room with you.
Yeah. I basically struggle for life for 8 hours until I go to work the next day.
And then that's you struggle for life for 8 hours.
And then I struggle for life for another 8 hours. It's basically around the clock. I'm struggling for life.
Just fighting to exist.
Yeah. I'm just reaching out for...
You know, like a walrus. Like,
cuckoo, ca-choo.
My dad has sleep apnea really bad, and so he like...
That's, so do I.
He'll
That's
fall,
why I
He'll fall
like
asleep
that.
On the couch, and then he'll start to die because he stops breathing, and then he just... Ah! Ah! And he wakes up like that. I fall asleep. Fuck.
Yeah, that's me too.
Ah! And he just falls asleep. But
I
remember...
It's really restful.
When I... Yeah, it's terrible. And like they said he wakes up 60 times an hour. So he's fucked. He's totally... And he's got claustrophobia, so he can't use the CPAP machine. He's totally screwed. But when I was a little kid, I remember...
Especially if he's in an elevator.
He always...
Why would he be sleeping in an elevator?
How does that...
I'm just saying, don't do that shit. All right? Don't take that CPAP machine in the elevator, man.
Don't do it, bro. You will be sorry.
Just listen to me. Don't take that.
Wisdom from the walrus.
You've been wisdomed by the walrus. A cuckoo could chew.
Uh-oh.
That's why they call them wisdom teeth.
But when I was a little kid, I'd have like friends stay over, and I remember one instance, I thought it would be funny to do like a walrus thing, so I took two...
Dan's putting away the equipment.
No, the 10% battery light came on my computer, and I'm plugging it in.
He's backing up his laptop while we're talking.
I'm plugging it in to stay longer.
So... I thought it'd be funny because I had these straws. My friend was staying over, and
I'll see you guys.
I shoved two straws up my nose, and blood just started gushing out. But I left them in because I thought it was even funnier. And then we were laughing hysterically, but my dad was pissed because we woke him up. So he came like blundering down the stairs in just whitey tighties, and it's something weird.
He was also covered in blood. When you're like
nine, and you got your friend over who's also nine, and then your like 40-year-old dad just comes down the stairs like pretty much naked. It's kind of an intrusive thing. And the first thing he goes is, "What are you doing?" And I was just sitting there laughing, rubbing blood all over myself. And I left the straws in because I thought that they were fun tusks.
Let me tell you something.
Then I had cheesecake farts. Go.
My ninth birthday, a few of my friends came over and stayed the night. And the next morning, we were all having breakfast in the living room. And my father walked out completely naked. So I'll see your tidy whities, and I'll raise you dad balls.
What did you say?
He goes, "Oh, didn't know you guys were here," and he went back into his bedroom, and everyone just kind of sat there.
But what?
And we never spoke of it.
So the only if your friends weren't there, would your dad just walk about?
Oh yeah,
naked?
Yeah.
Your dad likes just being naked.
Just owns it.
That's cool though. That's empowering. You know, this is his domain.
Yeah.
When you go over now, is he just sitting on the couch, just like he's just a leather lazy boy watching the PGA Tour with Fox on picture in picture, completely naked, mm-hmm. with like an iced tea.
No, I haven't seen my dad naked since I think he stopped walking around naked around the time that my brother and I got pubes and stuff. You know what I mean? Like it stopped being okay.
He didn't want you guys just also walking around completely naked.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've never.
Well,
you know what you should do?
Like, I've never really analyzed it.
You should go over.
I'm sure his thought process was something like, "All right, now it's probably going to feel weird."
Yeah. We don't need an actual dick swinging contest.
You should do that. You should just go to his house and then like come out of the bathroom totally naked and be like, "Wow, I didn't know you guys were here." And then just walk back
and then
in.
Be like, "Take that, you cocksucker."
Boom, pops, look at me.
Two can play this game. 22 motherfucking years later, bro.
I'm in.
Do it on his birthday.
Game on. Game on. Happy birthday, Dad.
Piece of shit. Danny Summertime.
Danny Summertime.
What did
out.
I ever do to you? Why are you hard? I wanted you to be impressed. I wanted you to like me, Dad. I wanted you to be proud.
Look at, look at your son, Dad. Look at your son.
This is all that I am.
He loves Papa. You.
You shave your pubes into a happy birthday.
I'd have
that's
to grow them out
of,
first.
That's a lot of.
Whoa.
That's a lot of pubes.
Or yeah, that is.
Yeah, it's impossible. It's impossible.
That's a lot of letters, man.
I mean, I could do it in my chest.
You could do. You could do HBD, maybe.
I could do that. I could do all of happy birthday in chest hair. I got a lot of that.
Right now, mine's just in the shape of a heart.
Naturally.
Yeah.
It grows that way.
Yeah, it naturally goes the shape of a heart.
Mine started as just the chest, and it became like an upside-down triangle. And then my stomach started to grow a regular triangle, and the two connected, and it made like an hourglass physique, which was really nice. And then it turned, and then the top got wider and wider, and it started to look like a dragonfly. And then it just kept going, and now it's on my shoulders and back.
Now it's just
my
mush.
Life's a nightmare. And I'm gonna die alone.
Now it's not my life.
You just
is
gotta take up
out.
Sugaring.
I've thought about it.
Get sugared. You can get sugar. Sugaring is really nice because it's good for you. You know, it's natural. Gets rid of your hairs.
I've thought about doing it in certain places.
So here's the fallacy. I think in here's where we failed with our contest. Set. Remember how we did that the contest of the cleanse. I think we set our bar too high. That was too hard of a challenge. But we could do other things. Like, what if we just all did anal bleaching?
Why don't you...
I don't know if you're serious or not.
You can order it on Amazon. It's like $30.
Oh, we got to do it to ourselves? I can't just pay.
Oh, you
like...
can go to a place. I just didn't know if you'd
want
to. I
was just going to put a Crest White strip on my asshole, see how that worked out.
What you can do is get a little bit of bleach and a toothbrush you don't need anymore and just kind of... Go after
it. I don't know if anybody's ever looked at my butthole before. I think I'm going to be all right.
You're not like a doctor?
Well, I don't know if a doctor's going to appreciate that I've bleached my asshole.
But
why?
Oh, when you say looked at, you mean like looked at like and been like,
close.
Hey, that's a good.
I don't know.
I'm into that. But you, but like a medical professional has looked at it.
Yeah.
Okay. I was worried because you're older than me, and at a certain point, men have to get that.
You should start getting your butthole looked at.
50s? I thought it was 40s. Ah, you've been lied to.
I'll give you an exam.
I get my physical.
If you don't do it, you'll be sorry.
Three fingers, Jeff's holding up.
You give me three, you give me nothing.
Like that,
I
dude?
Know
not
for
even.
Sure.
Don't even mix it.
You don't
just straight up.
You're not gonna know.
Like a.
You're not gonna know until you put three in there. And while you do it, rub my back. Be a gentleman.
Be a gentleman.
Call me a good boy.
Call me a good boy. Rub. I'm gonna get tense. I'm gonna get tense. Just give me. Just let me know you're a gentle guy, and then you ram three fingers into my asshole.
Raw. No spit or nothing.
No spit or nothing.
The doctor's like, I'm not
like,
gonna spit
like raw dog and Matt Doe do. Just like him. You know who he is. You shove it in there and you make sure the old fucking prostates are working.
You do good enough, I'll get you an autograph.
I think, all right, if I was going back to the part, I'll go get his autograph and get in the back. That really is raw dog and Matt Doe. I'm still gonna start laughing again. God damn it!
It like makes my like legs hurt to laugh that hard. Goddamn sciatic
I've
nerves.
Had like, by the way, I've had the best weekend. I'm glad I got to end it with you guys. It's awesome. I have a show tonight, but
what was so good about
this
the
is,
rest?
This is the highest. This is the this is going to be the pinnacle of today. I'm pretty sure.
No offense, I'm really not looking forward to this show that
no,
we're doing
I'm not
together.
I don't want to do
you
it.
You guys are both doing a show.
Both doing a show.
Everybody, come out to the big show tonight.
I'm tired. Nah. I want to go to. I'm tired.
I'm
going to
phone
bed.
It in. I'm going to be so tired. It's been a long weekend.
Yeah, me too. I'm tired. Well, obviously, as you can see,
I got to go watch Captain America: Civil War again tonight.
Number 3.
That's not a joke. I'm going to see it again at 7.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, I live for the movies.
Yeah, you do.
I wish I could just plug my fucking brain into a movie computer.
A movie computer,
tell
huh?
everyone else to go to hell. I don't need anything else.
I don't need your love,
I just
Mom.
Need a, I just
I'm
need
a movie computer now.
Boop, 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 boop. You're right on. Have we gone for about 6 hours yet?
We're at 1 hour, 20 minutes, and I'm ready to turn it
That's
off.
That's perfect
time. We're good.
You guys feel good?
All right. Bye.